Welcome back to the show. Former World Series champ on the coaching staff when the Red Sox won it. Or Franchuk joins us once again. Orv, how you doing?
Hey, Jason. I'm doing good. I just mentioned to Meg that I'm probably doing better than you are right now. I'm sitting by the pool in Arizona getting ready to go try to find a couple of pitchers here in the next couple of days. So, yeah, I'm doing good right now.
Nice. Hey, that's a good road trip to be on. Now, you were added as a special advisor and a coach for the Edmonton Prospects effective May 1st. Tell me, I guess, a special advisor. What does that entail?
Well, I think it's just a little bit of everything, trying to make sure that the operation, the prospects are doing the things that they need to do the right way, the baseball way, and with the experience that I've had over the years, they felt like I would be a person that could try to get that going. Anything from media to on-field stuff to press box to season tickets to, and then one of the most important areas, which I have a passion for and love, is being on the field and working with the athletes. So it's hard kind of to explain in a broad sense, but that's in a general way of saying that's kind of what I'm going to be doing.
Okay. Or have you been around baseball for a long time, working with these young players, a lot of the guys that are looking to go the college route or some of them that are playing college. And so what are the things that you try to fine tune in a summer league in Edmonton?
No, just teaching them how to play the game the right way. And that means mechanically, mentally, and visually, trying to get them on the right page, and that includes a lot. I mean, we spend so much time on mechanics from whatever position that is, whether it's a hitter or a pitcher or an infielder or an outfielder. We have a tendency as coaches to overcoach the mechanical stuff, and we have a tendency to not be as not spend enough time in the mental part of the process. And then the last thing, which is huge too, is the hitting process. There's a visual part too. And with one of those things, doesn't work properly, then the whole thing breaks down for me. So that's kind of what we're going to try to do is get these kids to, ideally we want to try to get these kids as good as they can be. And I know all of their goals are, eventually try to be signed by a professional major league affiliate, and then get to the big leagues and be a major leaguer. So, we're going to try to do that. I mean, obviously some kids are going to be a little more gifted than others, but it's not always the toolsy guys and the gifted guys that make it to the big leagues. There's a lot of need. For me, the really big part of the whole process is makeup, is what kind of makeup young men have. And we're going to try and we're going to help them with that as well. Work on that and get them better at the kind of people they are and how they go about their business and their work ethic and et cetera.
Or Franchuk joins us now as a special advisor and coach for the prospects. Of course, has worked at every level of baseball, including with the Red Sox when they won the World Series. Or you talk about the makeup, and it's an interesting one for me because I think, people will look at stats all the time, and stats only tell a little bit of the story. How much time do you think you need to be with a player to know if they have the right makeup to potentially move on and be a pro?
Well, Jason, I'm happy that you're bringing that part up, and that's so important. You're right, you hit the nail on the head for me, and that is, to me, it starts in the home. And I've worked with, I've worked with young kids, and I've worked with major leaguers, and it's amazing how you can tell what kind of family upbringing they've had when you work with them. And it's just everything from, broken homes to one-parent families to, even successful families. A lot of it is, they succeed at the lower levels. They're a hit in high school and they're a phenom in college, and then they get to professional baseball. And it's different because everyone is kind of on the same level as far as ability is concerned. And so you got to really that's where the makeup comes in, and that they know how they learn how, and they've learned how, and they know how to deal with failure, and that's for me a big thing is, going. I mean, you should learn from your mistakes, and if you keep doing things a certain way, it doesn't doesn't work, then obviously you have to make some adjustments. And so I'm kind of beating around the bush, but that's, to me, the biggest tool an athlete can have, or just a person, the biggest tool an athlete or a person can have is makeup. And I like to try to find that out by, you know, working with them and spending time with them. And if I'm a scout or maybe a front office person that wants to have this young man come into my organization, I want to get into the home. I might go to the preacher at the church. I might go into, you know, just go wherever I can go to find out as much information as I can about the athlete. And to me, I'd rather have 25 guys with makeup. You know, the Red Sox are a good example. Last year, they had below average tools and ability, but they had chemistry and they had makeup and they succeeded and won the World Series.
Orv Franchuk joins us. Orv, last season was not, and I know you weren't involved with it, but the Edmonton prospects, you know, the season went awry quickly. Players were quitting, coaches were quitting. How important is it to get some stability and you know, have players who want to come here and know that they're going to be in an organization that's going to support them as much as they're going to expect dedication from the players?
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of part of why I'm coming there. And Ray Brown is a longtime friend and colleague, and I've spent a lot of time with Brownie over the years. He's a solid baseball man, and we feel like, you know, with the two of us, we're going to hopefully change that. I mean, it might take a year or two, but it's going to take some time, and I just hope that people that are listening and people that know that we're involved are going to come to the ballpark and at least give us an opportunity to see what we can put together and put on the field and how we go about our business. You know, because there's going to be some of these young men that are going to play professional baseball for a major league organization because there are going to be scouts there and, you know, not on a regular basis, but that we will be scouted. Our teams in that league will be scouted. And so that's kind of, you know, what we want to try to create. We want to create discipline. We want to try to teach these young men how to play the game the right way. And that's kind of, and I think if you can do that, if you can accomplish that, and it doesn't happen in one day or 2 weeks, it's going to take it's a process. And so we're hoping that we can accomplish that over some time.
And or have you been a hitting coordinator at every different level, you know, in the pros and AAA, AA? You, of course, were the manager of the Capitals back in 2011, 2012. I'm guessing that's going to be one area you're going to be focused on a lot with the prospects is hitting.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of everything. But, yeah, I'm kind of going to be – that's going to kind of be my gig, I guess. You know, although I'm sure – I'm a catching guy too, so I was a catching coordinator for years. And so – those two areas are Brownie kind of wanted me to be and on top of that and be involved in that. So, I'm kind of looking forward to working with these young guys and trying to get them to a point where, you know, they can, and mechanically they get to a point where they can have some continuity, being able to repeat that same swing over and over and over again without really actually thinking about it. I don't want hitters going to the plate thinking mechanics. I mean, we're going to do all that in the cage or the early work that we have. So it's a long process. It's just a process. We got to start from the first step and then hopefully work our way through it. And by the time July rolls around, hopefully we'll be rolling.
Well, Orv, enjoy the pool and good luck searching for players. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Jason, thanks for having me.